Shortly after, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was taken into custody on narco-terrorism charges Saturday morning following a U.S. military raid in Caracas. Roanoke area Republican U.S. Congressman Ben Klein said under President Trump's leadership, quote, the United States acted boldly to confront narco-terrorism in Venezuela. American strength is back and the U.S. will defend its security and lead with resolve. Ken Mitchell, a military veteran who is looking to challenge Klein in November, tells WFIR News the situation in Venezuela does not reflect well on the United States.
It appears as if this administration and our State Department have become inept at what diplomacy is, and we are trying to use military power to project our strength. We have strength through military power, but we also have strength through diplomacy and working with foreign nations to resolve our differences.
Mitchell says it is shameful that members of Congress, including Klein, are allowing the Trump administration to carry out this type of action.
Why are we not working towards lowering the prices and running the United States and improving the life of the people of the United States, the economy of the United States? But we're off here playing war games in Venezuela at a substantial cost to the American people.
Mitchell worries the United States operation in Venezuela may turn into another failed regime change inside Central America. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.